T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning, off and rolling as we really, in many ways, kind of conclude. We're nearing the end of our third week of the coronavirus crisis in the shutdown mode here in America, and certainly, you know, locally. And it's a trying time. There's no question about it. We'll try to, as we have been trying to do, and we'll continue to try to do, entertain you over the next couple of hours, and do so with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Of course, in future weeks, we'll get it cranked up with the NFL draft, which thankfully is going to happen in a couple weeks, late April. But we got other things to talk about as well. Joe DeCamera, Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know, slugs and snails can travel over a razor blade, the sharp edge of a razor blade, without cutting themselves.
That's remarkable.
It's a mixture of, like, the slime and the fact that the bottom of them, they can be very dexterous with the placement of what's called their foot. The underside, they can sort of perch on either side of the razor blade part. Yeah, they're like little acrobats, little slimy acrobats crawling across the razor blade without being cut.
How about, can they play?
It's a pretty amazing skill.
Can they play wide receiver for the Eagles and slink their way down the field?
Slink.
Get open?
They don't slink.
Wouldn't be a huge target. be kind of small. Be kind of a small target for personal fun. That'd be a little tough. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of football, today, 4 o'clock, how about it here on the station? The Nick Foles game from 2013 when he just dominated those Oakland Raiders. It's going to be fun. If you don't know what we're talking about, 4 o'clock today, every Tuesday and every Friday, old Philadelphia sports games, Phillies and Eagles games being replayed on the station. Today at 4 is the game, not from the Super Bowl year, but if you remember the 2013 year, of course, Nick Foles, 29-2, the whole deal, 27-2 in the regular season, 29-2 when you include the playoffs, that's touchdowns to interceptions, and, you know, probably his most memorable game from that year out in Oakland when he put up 7 touchdowns, tying the NFL record. And in many ways, Eagles kind of backed off in the fourth quarter. I felt pretty confident he could have gotten an 8th, but they backed it off, called off the dogs when they're up so much. You know, John, as and I look forward to that in 6 hours here on the station at 4 o'clock today to hear Foles in the 7. You know, the chip year one was fun, that whole thing. You know, it does strike me. I do think there is, and I'm curious, John, what you think, and everyone at 215-592-9494. You know, when I think about Foles and kind of the phenomenon that was, and really in many ways where it has settled in, because it is in many ways settled. I'm kind of left with the thought, John, that I think in many ways Foles is underappreciated in Philly. And it's an aggravation.
Wow,
for me. Yes.
That is rich. It's what rich. Is wrong with your brain?
It's not rich.
Come on,
and
man.
Here's the
underappreciated in Philly. We've got a statue
of
the guy outside the stadium, and he doesn't even play here.
I understand that.
He was the backup, and we've got a statue.
Rightfully so, because he won the Super Bowl. John, here's the thing.
But you can't. You can't possibly tell me that's underappreciated.
And here's
him.
The thing, John. He's not underappreciated by, and I'm just going to make up a percentage here. I don't really know what it is. He's not underappreciated by about 75% of people, but there's like a quarter of the populace, maybe it's even more, that underappreciates him because they're tired of people like me and others that harken back to Foles, that talk about Foles, and because Foles is discussed as often as he is, there's a segment of the population, I don't know exactly what percentage, and I don't know exactly how many millions.
This is interesting.
John,
you're identifying that people
and you're
resent.
One of them, by the way. Yes.
Oh, you mean like not watching the West Wing because someone's watched the West Wing 16 times cover to cover? Like you resent the object of adoration of someone else because they adore it so much.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, really?
Well,
I thought that was pretty clear. I resent the object of your adoration.
False?
Because you adore it so much.
Yeah, see,
I'm talking about the West
Wing.
Well,
in that case,
I'm not being so petty as to do the same thing with Nick Foles. My thing with Nick Foles is he's just not good like you think he's good. Was he good in 2017? No, he was great.
Yeah.
He was the best quarterback on the field in the biggest game of the year against the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yep.
That will never be forgotten. But to pine for a guy like Nick Foles to this day,
John,
which is the case for
I'm
some
happy
people,
Carson,
you included.
See, here's the thing, and again, 215-592-9494. I want to be really clear before we go any further. I'm happy Carson Wentz, the Eagles' starting quarterback. I think they made the right decision in keeping him as the quarterback. I told you I thought it got close. If Foles had beaten the Saints, if Foles had beaten the Rams and gone on in that 2018 Super Bowl, who the heck knows? I think it could have been a different story. I think the Eagles made the right decision there. I want to be very clear about that. But I do believe, John, because of people like you, and we get the calls. We get calls from people that it's almost as if they're anti-Nick Foles because they're tired of people being pro-Nick Foles. And my point is, like, we got, like, to use the old term, stop the insanity. Like, Foles did nothing wrong. John, I couldn't believe, James, you'll remember this. I couldn't believe, like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago when you said, John, and this is what blows my brain away. Like, when I say that Foles is underappreciated, you're a person I'm talking about. When you said just a couple of weeks ago that you won't root for Nick Foles with the Bears. And I'm like, I don't understand. James, you remember when John said that?
Yes.
Like, John, that's what I'm talking about.
Why would you root
because
for Nick
he's Nick Foles.
Another NFC team, and you're rooting for their quarterback to do well?
Hey,
that's crazy.
John, no, it's not. Not if they're playing against the Eagles. I get it. If the Bears are playing the Lions, am I more inclined to root for Nick Foles or a Lions team
Nick
led by
Foles
Stafford?
Nick Foles is a Chicago Bear.
Okay, and I'm happy for him. He's probably going to be a starter again.
Are you a Chicago Bears fan?
No, but this year they'll be the team I root the second most for. 100%. 100%.
Well,
it's
you have
Eagles.
An unhealthy obsession then.
No, I don't.
With Nick Foles.
No, I don't. You
yes,
missed,
you do.
You missed the point,
come
John.
On, man. He was our backup quarterback who did an amazing thing for us. It's over. That was now 3 years ago. And he has proven that he's not good like that. He has proven that his skills have dwindled, diminished, whatever you want to say it. He's fallen off. He just lost his job to a rookie last year. Lost his job to a rookie. They paid him $88 million to come down there, and he got beat out the first season he had a chance to play. Come on, man. Like, you're going to – so you want to rally behind a – pretty average quarterback for another NFC team. That's all your prerogative.
But I'm not alone in that, John.
But,
you know that, right? There's a lot of people out there. Just like there were millions, John. Just like
that
there
doesn't
were millions,
mean it's right.
Just like there were
you
millions.
You got to let it go, man.
No, there were millions.
He is a Bear, and he's removed of being a Jag. He is not an Eagle. He was.
John, did you root for the
it's done.
Did you root for Andy Reid in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course you did.
He was my coach.
Of course you did. He was also our coach. Those of us that didn't play for him, like you, and God bless you that you did, he was the Eagles coach for 14 years. So, heck yeah, when Andy Reid was on the biggest stage and all throughout, I rooted for Andy Reid. Same thing with Nick Foles. My pecking order, by the way, Eagles, Foles, Reid, and then everybody else. That's the way I look at it.
Nick
and I'm not
Foles
ashamed of that.
Is a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a, yeah, a good person, a good guy, you know, a role model for kids, no doubt about it. I mean, an exemplary role model. I respect that about him
sure,
a lot.
I know you do.
I can say nothing bad about Nick Foles. I think we all feel the same way. Like, he's just a solid person in every way, right?
Tremendous, yeah.
And I don't want this to come across like I'm hating on that, because I'm not. But I just find it's laughable that you cling to a guy who is so far removed from being part of our team.
Do you think he's like, over? Do
he's
you think
so
someone like me?
Far
do you think
removed.
Someone like me overappreciates him?
Absolutely. I mean, your accusation is that he's undervalued.
Mine underappreciated.
Is that he is overappreciated by people like you. Yes, he did something great. It's done. It's over. And like to say that you're still following him, that you're still adoring him. He's not very good. He's playing for an NFC team. He is now the enemy, and you have to come to grips with that.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Okay, who did we play in the playoffs?
When?
You know, the
two years ago. The Bears.
It's an NFC rival.
John, if
on, this is stupid. You're going to say you're rooting for a team that we will face if they are good and we are too. That is crazy.
It's not crazy, John. Look, I mean, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592.
You take such a hard line with the fandom thing. You can't speak kindly of anything Dallas or New York Giant or Washington Redskin. And now all of a sudden you break your strange adherence to hatred for anything non-Philadelphia. He's non-Philadelphia now. Last year he was a Jacksonville Jaguar.
You got it wrong there. He's always Philadelphia. That's the part you're missing.
No, I guess part of the problem is you can't escape dwelling in the past.
No, it's not
the
about
the present
that, John.
Is. Oh, come on, it is. You have to admit it is partly about that.
Do you think I dwelled in the past when I rooted for? Do you think I dwelled in the past when Brian Dawkins was a Denver Bronco and they would play?
I don't know, because I wasn't around you then. You probably fawned over him
as
a Denver Bronco.
I did. I rooted for the Denver Broncos to win games when it wasn't against
and
the Eagles.
You know what? That is more acceptable in the grand scheme because that's an AFC team.
Yeah, but come on.
You can't go rooting for an NFC team. You know, everything matters in this league. And, you know, games against common opponents, games within the conference, all that stuff adds up. If you want this team to be the best team they can be, you can't split your investiture you're telling me you do.
215-592-9494. We'll see what people say. And again, the game at 4 o'clock today, it's the 7-touchdown game Foles had against the Raiders in 2013. It's at 4, and that'll be fun to listen to for 3 hours here on WIP. I never thought after the Eagles won a Super Bowl, and they did so with Nick Foles as the quarterback, that I'd be doing a show on WIP where I would talk about my belief that he's actually underappreciated. And again, to be clear, I don't think most people underappreciate him now. But there's a segment, and John's one of them, I think it's almost like we need to go to a psychologist.
What is your appreciating Nick Foles now accomplishing?
It makes me happy, John. It annoys me that you don't see it. But it's not just you. There are, I don't know, there's probably 10 million Eagles fans. There's probably a million or two out there that are so sick of others talking about Foles positively that it's like they now underappreciate him. And that boggles me. But look, I get it. I'm sure there's others out there that say, Joe, you and the X number of millions still talk about him, and I'm tired of that. And so you're overappreciating him. I mean, I just look, to me, it's very simple.
Living in the past or not living in the past. That's how simple it is.
No, it's not. Look, 215-592-9494. No one needs me to tell you this resume, but I will for a second. All right? It's not just what happened in 2017, although it's primarily that. It is primarily that. But it's also what happened in 2018. It's also what happened in 2013. I mean, guys, this was a quarterback that in a season, and yes, he had a competitive advantage because Chip brought a competitive advantage year one of pro football before the league figured it out. But in that first year, okay, in about, I think it was 11 games, he had 27 regular season touchdowns and 2 interceptions. 27 and 2.
Are you serious?
Johnson,
so now you're extolling his virtues based on 2013?
Yes.
Joe, last year, he lost his job to a rookie. They paid him almost $100 million, and he couldn't beat a rookie out. No, it wasn't even a competition. He was given the job, and a rookie took it from him. I'm not talking about 2013. I'm talking about 6 months ago.
I get it, but here's the other thing, John, and I understand what you're saying, and it's a valid point.
And you're going to say you're not living in the past.
John, I'm talking about Philadelphia. I'm not talking about the Rams when he was there. I'm not talking about his backup stint with the Chiefs.
You're not talking about Philadelphia because you're talking about being a Bears fan now.
215-592-9494. The game today at 4 o'clock on WIP, the 7-touchdown game when Foles was slinging it around out there in Oakland. What do you make of it now? All these years later, is Foles underappreciated? Is he overappreciated? I mean, the conversation has been wild for a couple of years. And would you root for him on the Bears? I mean, I think someone that wouldn't root for the Bears in a game against the, I don't know, pick a squad, the Saints. They play the Lions. They play the Packers. Like, why would you root for the Packers against Nick Foles? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.